Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. I can feel it this morning. We're going to have a great, great, awesome show. This is Minister Kim. Good morning, family and friends. I am so excited to be bringing you a gleam of hope for the entire family. We have something for everyone each and every week. So tune in and get your gleam of hope. On last week, we had such an amazing time with Lady Quarterback joining in. She surprised us. She just got on the train and came on aboard and just dropped us some awesome nuggets, and they were healthy nuggets for our soul. We had a breathing challenge, and I hope each and every one of y'all participated in the breathing challenge and know how to breathe, know how to inhale and exhale the proper way in this season of your life. But if you missed the nuggets or any of our nugget shows, I encourage you after this show to go to www.themorningglory.org and hear the entire episodes, and then send us a response by emailing us at hope@themorningglory.org or just like us on Facebook, and that is The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, and we will definitely get you what you need. Today's topic is really interesting because we have, Kim and I, Radio Angel and I, have our pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, here. Our topic today is, can we trust the integrity of God? Family, are you having difficulties putting your faith in a God that you are unable to visually see? Do you struggle with letting go and giving the power over to Him? If so, this segment is going to educate and inspire you to trust the integrity of God as it pertains to your life. I heard the elder at our church, he said that this is going to be a sweet 2016, and that has been resonating in my mind. And I said, okay, what is elder really saying? God, what are you saying to him? And how it's going to be sweet for me, hopefully for you, is I have to trust God. I have to put my faith in God. I have to understand that God is leading me and not me leading myself. I have to make sure that I'm tuning into the voice of God. I got to spend quality time with God. It has to be an intimate relationship, a heart-to-heart dialogue with God. I said, Lord, I'm not doing the monologues anymore. It has to be a dialogue with you. So hopefully those nuggets that I just dropped, hopefully it'll be good for you this year. But I know one thing, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper is about to give us some awesome nuggets that's going to be good for our soul. So we're going to let Radio Angel take us higher as we get on this train to head to Monroe County, New York. Do you love God more than anything? Amen. I dropped in my spirit while we were in the green room earlier, and I just began to sing, amen. As Radio Angel say, I can't sing, but let me tell you, when the spirit hits, I'm going to sing to the Lord because I love God today. I just love him for who he is, and that I'm learning more and more how to trust him, put my faith in him, meaning that I cannot do this without him. I can't even be on the radio without him. Amen. God gives me what I need each and every week. And I pray that every time you come, that God gives you what you need, that he's filling up your cup. So this morning we have with us Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple in the Bronx. Shout out to my Kingdom Life family, our First Lady Lynette Cooper. I love you. I love my leaders. I love my family. And I love what God's going to do to here with us today. Well, let me slow down a little bit and tell you about my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. Dr. Thomas S. Cooper was called to be a minister of the gospel in 1993. Over the past 19 years, he has committed his life to the Lord Jesus Christ and the work of the ministry. Within that time, Dr. Cooper has worked endlessly to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through various avenues of ministry. Dr. Cooper has been commissioned to take God's word into the land so that his people can be healed and know that there is victory in Jesus. He aims to impart into the heart of men and women that no matter what the problem, you can be delivered from it. In his quest to pursue education and biblical training, he has earned 1 secular degree and 3 credited theological degrees. He was a student, then a faculty member at the Huey Theological Institute. So you know what? We don't just have a man of God that's anointed, but he also has wisdom. Amen? He has studied the word of God, and God is going to use him mighty here today. There's so much more that I want you to know about my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. But guess what? I want you to hear as we welcome him once again to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. You need to hear for yourself. Welcome back, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me once again. It's always a privilege to be a part of the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. I love coming on the show.
Thank you, and you're so welcome. And, you know, it is just awesome to have you here. And, you know, like you said, you know, you love coming here, and I love you being here. But I don't know. It's something about when your father is in the house, right? You get all nervous and jittery. You're excited that he's home, but you just don't know what to expect. Well, I think I'm feeling that a little bit today because I'm like, my dad's home. My dad is here. He's going to pour into all of us today. You're going to get what I get weekly. Amen. And not just on a Sunday, because my pastor sends you a text in a minute. So I love you, and I thank you, and I thank God for the woman who stands beside you, our very own, our First Lady, Elder Lynette Cooper. I appreciate her. Amen. And just what God is doing for Kingdom Life Temple. So today, Pastor, we have invited you back on to educate and inspire us to trust the integrity of God. Too often we hear individuals falling by the wayside because they struggle with putting their trust, their hopes, their beliefs in God. Because one of the things that I constantly hear, you can't see him. I don't know if he's there. Does he exist? Well, yes, God does exist because he's omnipresent. But from your perspective, I would just like to sit back, get my pad out, and start writing notes as we talk about how could we trust the integrity of God.
Well, first of all, we have to start in looking at integrity in itself. When we look around in this day and time, the word integrity, it's either seldomly used, or when it is used, it's misrepresented or disregarded. In some cases, if I can use this particular example, it's an imposter sometimes when we use the word integrity to the true essence of what integrity is, because when we begin to dig down and begin to look into it, integrity is not loud, it's not popular, it's not flamboyant, but integrity is silently, it's something that silently speaks through the life of an individual, which in turn begins to define the character of that man or of that woman. So it's something that's much deeper than what we tend to see. And most of the time, we as people, when we're looking at the two things, trust, and we're looking at integrity, sometimes it's hard for us as a people to trust what we cannot see. So when we have bad examples all around us, it's hard for us to extend that particular attribute to God because that has to be developed. So if I can say it this way, integrity is, a lost attribute in man today because of the bad examples and the functions that we see in society. Because we have a society that has a mentality that is the survival of the fittest. You know, and what this basically says to us is that instead of us upholding a standard of morals that we've been taught, we do what others do because it appears that it works for them. So if they're lying, we lie. If they're stealing, we're stealing. If they're cheating, we're cheating. And they're getting ahead doing it, so why shouldn't I get ahead doing it? So the true definition and the true essence of integrity has been blurred. So our example to extend it is where the trouble is, because once we understand integrity, we will know that once integrity is unpacked, that trust is locked inside of that.
Wow, deep. Once we understand it, you know, because we, like you said, it's seen as an imposter because we're following what we see, what others do. You know, I think sometimes when we talk about children or even as adults, you know, you hear this word saying, well, I'm visual, I'm a visual learner. And sometimes that might not be good because you might be watching something that's not healthy for you or your soul, and then you follow it, you chase after that because you have not done your study, you have not done your inventory and said, is this right for me, because it's an imposter. And it seems like it's going the right way. Like you said, everyone's doing, you know, well, and it's popular, like, you know, not getting off course. When we're talking about integrity, there was a big controversy regarding playing the lotto. And, you know, a few people came to me, you know, you played a lotto. No, I played a lotto. I don't like losing money. You know, I don't like losing money, number one, and that is not the integrity of God. No, I don't play. No, I know God's going to bless me, but not that way. And, you know, every day, I think it was like for the last 2 weeks, people were like, you played a lotto. And I was like, no, I don't. When do you ever see me play the lotto? Like, I don't play that. I don't associate. I don't even have a conversation about the lotto. So, no, I didn't play it. Then you go on Facebook, people like, play the lotto. I'm like, really, people? No. God says that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor, God says that we ought to be separated from among them. You know, we can't blend into everything that we see, hear, or do. We have to separate. We have to show that we are Christ-like in every aspect of our lives.
Well, usually what actually happens is decisions are usually made or birthed out of, I would say, when the absence of integrity is there. The decisions are usually made based out of either supplying a need for an empty space or void, or decisions are made out of, again, bad examples. They work for someone else, so they should work for me. But what happens now is when we realize that we are unique people, and the revelation of integrity has been given to us and hit us through the Word of God, which we're going to get into on today, we won't try to fit in, because His integrity is enough to shape us and give us the ability to be the example to win others, and we won't have to win others in a form of being accepted by them, but there'll be something else different about us. So we come to the realization of that just because you're a liar doesn't mean that I have to be a liar. Just because you are doing things that are not integral doesn't mean that I have to do it. Because when I understand integrity, what integrity says is integrity refuses to open doors that will let in entities in my life that are not conducive to my destiny or even honesty. So I have to make the right decisions in difficult moments. That's what integrity says, making the right decisions in difficult moments. And it also exposes things that are not of God. Specifically, it exposes immorality. So when integrity is completely unpacked, you'll understand that we have what we need, and that will give us a better understanding of, can we trust God? We have to understand his integrity first before we can say, I can trust him.
I had to write this, you know, so many nuggets. I'm telling y'all, y'all have your pen and paper, and if you don't get it all, guess what? You can always go back and archive the show. I wrote, make the right decision in difficult moments. You got to make that right decision. Can't be so hasty in 2016. You got to just coast it and be like, okay, wait, give me a minute. Let me think about this. You don't always have to respond immediately to every situation or to everyone that comes to you. Amen. I've learned that the hard way, making impulsive decisions. It didn't gain me nothing but some pain and some heartache and some disappointment. I even had to beat my own self up. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with our pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. We'll be back.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back, each and every one of you. We are here to talk about the integrity of God. How do you trust the integrity of God? Dr. Thomas S. Cooper just gave us an in-depth definition. Amen. And if you miss that portion, I do encourage you after the show to go back and archive it. Now, in my studies, I also looked it up, and it says the definition of integrity is a firm apprehensive to a code of especially moral or artistic values or incorruptibility, incapable of being bribed or morally corrupted. In the Bible, the Hebrew word translated integrity in the Old Testament means the condition of being without blemish, completeness, perfection, sincerity, soundness, righteousness, wholeness. Integrity in the New Testament means honesty and apprehensive to a pattern of good works. So, do we have a pattern of good works? Oh, sometimes we don't. We do fall short. But guess what? We got to get back up. We got to get it right this year. We got to get it right. So that's why Poop is here. And one of the things I wrote down was make the right decisions, even in those difficult moments. So, Pastor, you said that we won't go even deeper. Amen, as we get into the Word of God. So I have my pen and paper out. I'm sure Radio Angel does and everyone that's listening today. So let's go deep. Let's get into the Word of God.
Well, the first thing that we want to do is we want to talk about your main question on today. Before we can actually come to the place of saying that I can trust him, because when you say you trust someone, that basically says that you're putting confident belief into who they are, believing mm-hmm. that they're not going to let you down, believing that there is something that you can gain from that. So in mm-hmm. connecting to the definition that you have, the first thing that we have to ask ourselves, what is the integrity of God? What is this that I'm trusting in my God or in God? So you broke down a few things in your definition there. You talked about giving, I would say, precedence to a high moral principle. One of the words that I'd like to pull out when it talks about integrity is the word strength. What we actually do is when we are trusting God, we are putting our life, if you will, into the hands of God, because there is a strength that exists in him that we can't get on our own, that we can function in on our own. And if we do function in it on our own, we have found that we've had a history of failure. So mm-hmm. it is always that we come to the place of understanding that he is God being our strength. He is our strength. So when we understand that he is our strength and we begin to look at the integrity of God, what we're actually doing is we find that the integrity of God, because of his attributes, because of who he is, it guarantees his entire essence being completely involved in our life. And anything that he does in our life, anything that he promotes in our life, his integrity is there with us. It keeps us, when we understand his integrity, it keeps us from holding back, because what we are missing, he fills that void. His integrity, and we're going to go down and talk about it, because we can't talk about his integrity without talking about his attributes. So what this says is that whenever I trust the integrity of God, he's guaranteeing me that he's not going to hold anything back from me when I don't hold anything back from him. But even if I do hold something back from him, he still is incapable of holding back who he is from me, because that's who he is. All of his divine attributes, his consistency, his total person, who he is, comes and assists me. So when I'm trusting his integrity, everything I need is where he is, even before I ask for it. So when we look in Scripture, we even look in the book of Deuteronomy 32 and 39, I'm reminded that it says, "See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." What he is basically saying, even in this particular text, is that what you need, he's there. He can handle it. He has the capacity to take care of it. So what we sometimes fall to is that when God doesn't do something as quick as he should, you know, we begin to pull back on our trust. That's where the real issue is. The issue is not, can we trust God? The issue is, will you trust him? But a lot of times we pull back on our trust because of the fact that when we ask him and it doesn't come in our time frame, we start hearing voices within our mind. You got to shut your ear gate to certain things, certain people, certain environments, because it will water down the strength that God is trying to transfer into you. Integrity, at the end of the day, there has to be a transformation, and we're going to get to that point as well, because before integrity can transform and shape us, that we may begin to trust, we have to understand what it's actually doing. For example, when his integrity shows up, and it shows up in all of its form, it shows up what it has the capacity to do, and it will not back up on us. It'll give us everything it has. The first thing that we have to understand is that one of his attributes is that God is immutable, meaning that he's unchanging. That it means that he is absolutely reliable and trustworthy. So what that basically is saying here now is that one of the things that are backed up in his integrity, in this attribute, is that he's not going to change. So when we approach him, we have to approach him with the mindset that God is not going to change. So whatever we're facing, whatever we're dealing with, he's not going to change. He's reliable. He's not like man. He's reliable. If he says he's going to do it, which is his word, which speaks to us, if he says he's going to do it, God is going to do it. So another thing that is locked into his integrity is that he's incomparable. There is no other one like him. There's no one that can do work like him. There is no other being like him. He is unequal to anyone else, and he is perfect. So when we approach him and we approach his integrity, we have to approach him knowing these things, that he's not going to change, that there is no one that's like him, that no one can do anything like him. We continue to look at his attributes, and we can go down the list, and we see the fact that he is no respectable person. He doesn't show favoritism. This is why when you shut your ear gate to what people are saying, because sometimes people can be very critical about what we do, but throw under the shelf what they do and make it look to us as if God will come and help them but won't come and help us. So God is available. Integrity is available to come get you no matter what you are in. When you make up your mind to get your life together, God says, all of me is here for all of you.
Mm.
He's an omnipotent God, all-powerful God. Anything. He can do anything. So this is why we must understand that his character, his integrity, his attributes is what we have to learn. And when we learn those things, we are able to put our trust in him.
Mm. Woo! I'm on four pages already. I'm just writing. I have to make this announcement. I know I usually engage myself in the on Facebook and our fan page. But let me tell y'all something. When my pastor is here, I'm taking notes. I'm the student, and I'm taking notes. So I trust and believe that y'all need to be putting that stuff down on paper. Amen. I know we could go back and archive it, but I love it when it's fresh, hot off the press. So I thank you. One day I grabbed so much, but it's just sticking out right now. Shut your ears and eye gates out from the outsiders, because outsiders, they constantly, like, show you, well, God did this for me. He ain't doing enough for you right now, just like you said, Pastor. And I'll share this here before we go to a close. An example of what I experienced this week. All is well, you know, I'm fasting, consecrating, everything's good. And all of a sudden, my spirit becomes alarmed and worried. And I'm like, what? And I'm thinking about my son, Marquise. I'm like, he didn't call me back last night. He's not receiving any calls. Now I'm trying to call him. Phone was going to voicemail. I'm like, no, that's not like Marquise. We pray together, you know, each day. Something's not right. That's not like him. So panic sets in. And I had to stop and throw my hands up. And I just prayed. I said, God, you are omnipresent. You are the great I am. You know where your son is. Cover him. Send warring angels and minister angels. I had to let go. I had to trust the integrity of God, just like you just were talking about, teaching about, amen, inspiring us to do. I had to apply that myself. So even if you reading and studying, and I'm a faithful prayer warrior, I'm telling you, you have these moments. You have these moments. And you gotta rebuke the devil. No, you've been evicted out of this mind. No, you ain't going to stir up nothing inside of me. No, I just had the Lord, I trust you. And by 3 o'clock, guess who texts me? Marquise. Mom, what are you worried for? I'm good. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, but imagine if I kept dwelling on that. I'd have been distracted at work. I'd been distracted, you know, doing my other assignments that I need to do, right? So I had to let it go, let it go, let it go, and adopt the integrity of God. Amen. The character, integrity, and the attributes of God right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with my pastor. And I'm sorry for saying this. It's our pastor. Kim and I have the same pastor, Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. We'll be back. Your host, Minister Kim, family and friends, and a radio angel continues to take us higher with our pastor, Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple. We are here today to educate and inspire you to learn, amen, and hold on to the integrity of God. Pastor added the character, integrity, and the attributes of God. Amen. He gave us some examples. He gave us some fresh nuggets. And I just want to add to this for you. Amen. God wants all of you. God wants all of you. He wants all of you in 2016. This is stuff that Pastor said. I'm just summarizing it. God wants all of you. Don't hold anything back from him. This is what I learned, amen, in last semester in Inspired Word, where my pastor teaches. He is the doctor. He's the professor over there at the campus at Kingdom Life. He told us as we were studying prayer, he said for us to pray about everything and anything until you exalt yourself in his presence. Amen. And that's how you're going to give God everything, all of you. You have to get into the presence of God, and you got to pray about everything and anything. I don't care if people say, oh, that's crazy. You should not pray about that. That's what you should pray about. Amen. You should stop praying about that. You continue to pray about that. When they say what you shouldn't do, you should do. Amen. When it concerning God, because God is consistent. Amen. He is faithful to us. You heard it right here from our very own Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. Pastor, I'm ready for more.
Well, understand here now that, you know, this is a very, you know, intricate subject. It's very deep. Because mm-hmm. our destiny is locked up into this, you know, our survival is locked up in this. And one of the things that we have to understand is that his integrity was designed for us. It was designed for us to help us out of who we were so that we can become who he mm-hmm. saw us as or destined us to be, a reproduction, if you will, basically mm-hmm. saying that something had to take place in order for us to receive or to become like him. So there has to be a change that takes place because we can understand his integrity. We can understand his integrity to the depth where this is who he is and I can have access to it. Understand that his integrity demonstrates truth, and truth cannot transfer itself in our life just by knowing who he is. Truth has to transfer itself in our life through a process which is known as salvation, but truth can't mm-hmm. transfer, and we won't really be able to trust him until something takes place which is known as regeneration. There has mm-hmm. to be a renewal that takes place in our heart and in our life. So when we look at regeneration, we must understand that it simply means a new birth that takes place. It's a rebirthing, if you will, in the spirit that produces a new beginning. So what actually happens is I want to trust his integrity. I want his integrity in my life, but it's not enough just to read about it. It's not enough just to hear pastor talk about it, but I need to have it in my life. Once I mm-hmm. accept him in my life and this portion, if we will, regeneration takes place, what actually happens is there is a renewal that takes place in my life on another level. And what actually happens is who I used to be, I'm no longer. It burns up everything that I was, making space and room for me to be who he is. I can mm-hmm. be a truthful person. I can be an honest person. I can be one that shuts down immorality. But there has to be, again, regeneration, which is this changing that takes place through God. And you see, it is mm-hmm. always in that place where when we will be tested, we will be tempted, and the enemy will try to tell you that you're not really changed. You know, you still want to do this and that. Of course, because you're in this flesh, and there will be times mm-hmm. when you want to do these things or respond a particular way. But the integrity mm-hmm. will tell you there's a promise in the Word that reminds you that therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You have the power to tell the enemy, that's not who I am anymore. This is who God has made me to be. I am changed, and I do have access mm-hmm. to the promise. Because once I'm changed, I begin to understand that I can trust God because God has made me promises. Because of his integrity, saying that he does not change. Because of his integrity, saying that he cannot lie. Because of his integrity, saying that he is this person that does not have a respect of person. I now can go to the promises and trust him, because what the promises tell me in Isaiah 23:6 is thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusteth in thee. I can take the scripture and apply it to my life, and I can apply Proverbs 5:6, 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I can apply Psalms 84:11, no good thing will he withhold from me that from those that walk uprightly. I can apply to my life Psalms 37:1-2, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green earth. Now I have this confidence through his word, because now regeneration gives me the ability to be filled with the integrity of God, being able to make truth a reality in my life, because now I see who he is and I understand who he is.
Powerful. Loving it. Did y'all get all those scriptures? All right, when we come back, we're going to open up the mic. So if you have any comments, amen, as we continue to talk about can we trust the integrity of God. I know I can trust him, amen. But can you trust him? Will you trust him today with all of you, amen? Mind, body, and soul, every issue, every area of your life, will you put your trust in God today? We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with myself and Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple right here. We'll be back.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Welcome back, family. This is your host once again, Minister Kim. Amen. Here to bring you that gleam of hope that we search for each and every day of our lives. Today we have with us Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple. Our topic is, can you trust the integrity of God? Family, are you having difficulties putting your faith in a God that you are unable to visually see? Do you struggle with letting go and giving the power over to God? I'm surely this segment is blessing you as it is truly blessing me. We would like to open up the lines for those who are in our chat room or on our switchboard. We want to welcome you and say the lines are open if you have any comments for Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. And while we do that, Pastor, we want to thank you for the invitation to come out and fellowship at Kingdom Life Temple. Amen. It's an awesome place. I'm just not saying that because my pastor is here. Amen. But I've experienced God in another way. He talked about regeneration. Amen. There's been some transforming. There's been things happening in my life that I can see, not just other people telling me that, but I can see within myself how I handle certain situations. So you are always invited to be a part of our weekly fellowship at Kingdom Life Temple. That's 3030 Jerome Avenue, right near Bedford Park in Jerome. Trust me, don't just come for worship service. Our house, our worship house is on the foundation of prayer that our leaders hold us to. So join us for prayer tomorrow morning at 8:30. Get to the temple and get on your knees. Get to the altar and give everything to God. Is there a caller in queue at this time? Let's see who's on the line. Can we have any callers today, Radio Angel?
Oh, gosh, our line is like packed, but nobody is raising their hand. I think it's because they are absorbing what Dr. Cooper is saying, and they're taking their notes. So, I can't wait to see what our inbox looks like after the show.
Yeah, I'm dying to see that, too. But I'm grateful that you're here, callers, when we see the switchboard is full, passes full, so we definitely give him our listeners the nuggets, because there's nobody dropping off, because we can also see if callers drop off. So we want to thank you for being with us and continue to take notes, because guess what? Pastor is still here, and he's going to continue to inspire you, amen, to trust God. So, Pastor, let's continue as we talk about can we trust the integrity of God today.
Sure. There's a level that we always have to go to, and that's development. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen, you know, quickly. But trust is something that develops over time. So when you combine that with integrity, one of the things that you have to look at as well is that there is a loyalty to something specific. So when we look at the integrity of God, we're again looking at a loyalty to a system of moral values. You know, that we're looking at something that is undamaged, unaffected, unhindered. This is a specific condition. So this is why you will hear individuals say sometimes, take your burden to the Lord and leave them there, because of his ability not to change, of his ability not to lie. What you need is locked up in him. You don't have to look any further. What you need to change is locked up in him. You see, we want to know if we can trust the integrity of God. And at the same time, God is saying, I want my integrity to become a part of your life. You know, and if we say we don't need his integrity, which is another level of that, when we say we don't need his integrity, which is his holiness and his righteousness, then we have to look back at Romans 3 and 23, where it says, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. You know, we can't help who we were born to be. We were born into sin. But understand that this integrity is sitting here waiting to change us. You know, there has to be a transformation that takes place in your life that puts you back on the track to your right identity. Because some of us have become and we have gotten into certain things. We have involved ourselves in certain environments. And now we are not even who we used to be. We are that thing. Some of the listeners, they know what I'm talking about. People associate you with what you've done and who you have become. But understand that when the integrity of God gets hold of me, it burns up everything that I used to be. Now, on the other side of that, just because the integrity of God is there and it's accessible to you, you have to take the steps to go after it. You can't say God is an integral God. We're his ambassadors in the earth. If he's an integral God and you serve this integral God, there ought to be some fruit coming out of your life that you're connected to him. The problem, and I'm going to say this, that we have in the body of Christ right now is that we are representing God and we're doing it in a false manner, because if we are serving God, he should see who we are. People should be able to see him in our life. Our light should be able to shine. So you can only trust, you know, the integrity of God to a degree, because you can't say you trust something and then not want to be a partaker of it. It has to do something in your life. There has to be an adaptation involved in your life. I have to adapt those things that is of God. I have to adapt his integrity. I have to become who he wants me to become, so that I find this pure place in my life where his word can have that conduit to change me and to transform me. But if there's no, if you will, passageway or freeway of allowance to let his word to come in, because that's what changes us. We have to allow his word in, and we have to allow the application of his word. Three things that I teach when I teach about studying the word of God. There has to be observation, there has to be interpretation, there has to be application. What you see, you have to interpret it, and what you interpret, you have to apply. So we cannot say God is this integral God, and I trust him. I'm taking my problems to him, but I don't believe that he has the ability to do this because I only want him to change what I want him to change. No. Integrity will stand up and speak to everything that is out of order in your life, whether it's good or bad. You see, integrity says, I can make the right decisions even when it's not favorable amongst everyone else. I can make the right decisions when chaos has taken control in my life. Integrity is that thing that is transferred from God that helps me represent him effectively.
Well said. I love it. Thank you so much, Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple here in the Bronx. You truly shed light on can we trust the integrity of God with these wonderful nuggets, amen, the scriptures that we receive. And I'm telling you, listeners, please go back, archive the show, download it, and meditate on it. Amen. This is something you just can't chew on, but you need to meditate it. You want these words to be engraved in your heart so that you can take a look at your integrity and how you are trusting God for 2016. This is what I wrote for us before we go into our next segment. In 2016, let's take the necessary steps to get to know God by looking at the attributes of God, the characteristics of God. We cannot trust something that we do not partake in. How do you partake in God? By studying his word, amen, by fasting, consecrating yourself before the Lord, by praying, and also getting in a Bible teaching church. It is so important, and I'm going to say this to those who are out there, and I pass this here, and he will correct me publicly. That's the type of pastor I have, and that's the love that he has for his children, that, you know, believers say, I don't need the fellowship. Why should I have the fellowship? It is so important to have a shepherd and leaders over you that will pour over you and protect you. Amen. The things that you don't even know that you need protected from. So get into a Bible teaching church. And if you don't have one, you could always fellowship at Kingdom Life and become a part of our family. That is Kingdom Life Temple here in the Bronx, 3030 Jerome Avenue. We are right there in Jerome near Bedford Park. Our services start at 9:45, but guess what? Get there at 8:30. Begin to take part in the relationship that God designed us all to have with him, an intimate one, a committed one, a consistency one. I love you, Pastor. I pray that you will come back again, because I'm looking forward to your new edition, amen, the edited edition for the product of the process, amen, because definitely we are all going through a process in our life, and we definitely need to get the new version, amen, the updated version
that
God has poured into you. We thank you, we love you, we appreciate you, and please tell your family, our First Lady, amen, Elder Lynette Cooper, that we love her and we appreciate her as
amen.
Well.
Will do.
Thank
amen.
You.
Thank you so
See
much
you
for having me again.
At the temple. You're welcome.
we look forward to having you back.
To
the next time. Yes.
Yes.
God bless.
God bless you, Pastor.
Bless you.
All right, now, y'all heard from my pastor. For those who do not know my pastor or missed him the first time that he aired on our show, please go back and archive our shows. Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, amen. The last time he was here, right, Radio Angel, he didn't even get his degree, but guess what? He's a doctor in theology, amen, and he studies the word of God, as you can hear, amen, and scriptures were pouring out of him, but not only that, the wisdom of God for us to uphold and just follow in our walk with Christ. So I pray that you have written these nuggets, and just not write it, but read them, go over them, study, meditate on the word of God, and ask yourself, am I walking in integrity of God? Amen. Do I uphold the attributes and the characteristics of God? Is my light shining? Amen. The light of God shining amen, for others to draw them close to God. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Radio Angel taking us to the next segment, In the Hood, What's Happening in Our Community. We'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness. So Dr. Cooper so brought it. Brought the nuggets. So if you missed any part of this show, make sure you go back and archive it. You can check us out at www.themorningglory.org. Hey, this week I got it right. I'm usually saying our whole name, but I got it right this time. So listen, if you want some more of Dr. Cooper, then what you want to do is enroll in spring semester right here at the Inspired Word Bible College. Guess what? Classes start February 2nd. There's a list of classes that he is teaching, and you can go to www.inspiredwordbigcartel.com. Or you just join us on our Facebook page, because the information is there, as well as on our website. The information is there. There are classes online for those who are unable to actually get out of their house. You know, like me, I'm a caretaker, and I have to be with my aunt, so I'm able to take classes. Every class that I've taken has been online. I love it. But for those who need to be in the touch and feel moment, there's classes on the campus. So classes, as I said, will be starting February 2nd, and you may register at the church at 3030 Jerome Avenue, located in the Bronx off of Bedford Avenue. Yeah, Bedford Avenue. Lehman College. All you got to remember is Lehman College. That's the landmark over there, Lehman College. So, or you can go to the website inspiredword.bigcartel.com. Or call at 347-767-5508, extension 1. And tell them you heard about it on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. So, we got some more stuff going on in the kingdom, in the hood. Well, as you all know, we had Tracy Bio here about 2 weeks ago. And she's having an event. It's in Philly. Yes. This train is stopping in Philly. As Lady Quarterback and Minister Kim says, the train is going. So, January 24th, that's next Sunday, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the YMCA West Philly, Tracy Bio, Let's Get Physical. Well, all information will be on our Facebook page as well as on our website, but you can get more information for this event at tracybio.org. That's next Sunday, January 24th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is happening in West Philadelphia at the YMCA. Okay, for all our New Yorkers, the train is in New York now. So, starting on the 18th of January, New York City Restaurant Week. Yes. So, if you want more information about that, go to opentable.com. So, in New York City, we have Restaurant Week happening from January 18th through February 6th. Yay. And we also have Norris J. Now, I know you guys know him because we've had him on our show a couple of years ago. He has really, really blown up. I mean, tremendously. Shout out to Texas. The train is riding out to Texas today. So, Norris J presents Love Notes. Happening on February 13th between 7 and 10 p.m., this is a night of fine dining and live entertainment. And if I know Norris J, I already know he's going to bring it. I mean, I love his gospel rap. Woohoo! So he really has some really great entertainers there. Also, Lucinda Cross. Two notes about Lucinda Cross. Lucinda Cross is actually having her vision board party today at the Hyatt Westchester. Did I say that correctly, please, again? But the Hyatt. There we go. Westchester Hyatt Hotel is happening today. Guess what? I'm not able to go. So there's a ticket, one ticket, a free ticket to get into the event. So when you go there, you let them know that Kim M. Sutter / PIP Women Rock has a ticket at the door for you. So inbox us if you need a little more information. That starts at 12 o'clock today. And also what's happening today, and it happens every third Saturday of the month, is Kingdom Life Pantry. Yes, Kingdom Life Pantry happens every third Saturday, and today is that third Saturday. We're feeding over 150 families. Come on out if you need some food. Did I miss anything, Minister Kim? I feel like I have a lot of notes on my desk right now.
Oh, no, you in the hood, in the hood, in the hood. I think we shared a lot of stuff that's going on in the hood, amen. Philly's having something. Westchester's having something. The Bronx is having something. I'm pretty sure our listeners, amen, they know something is going on. And we would love to know. Y'all just got to send us the information at hope@themorningglory.org, amen, so that we can promote what you're doing or your loved ones are doing. It's an exciting time, and fellowship is important. We make sure, too, that it's a good fellowship, you know, one of the things that passes. So you can't be involved in everything, amen. Not to say it's a negative thing, but you got to make sure that you're called to it. So we thank God for you, Radio Angel, for giving us In the Hood. What's coming up next, girl?
Well, you know what? As I was looking through my electrical things, because now we're in the world of electrical stuff, pen and paper, you know, I totally forgot about the Activate Men Barbershop Edition Mastermind, which is being held March 20th in New York City. And this is Miss Lucinda Cross's husband, and she have teamed up to bring this. Oh, my goodness, I'm super excited about this. I'm super, super excited about this. So for more information, again, it's on our website as well as our Facebook page, or you can just go to lucindacross.com. So what's coming up next? Let's see. I need your singing voice now, Minister Kim.
Woo! Okay. I love this section. Amen. It's birthday celebration here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We have a few people who we know because their family sent in their birthdays. We first have Ryan St. Carr. That is the son of our very own Carol Sankar. We want to wish you a happy birthday. He turned 11 years old on this past Wednesday. Isaiah Bailey, which is my nephew, that's Diane Washington's son, he turned 24 on Tuesday. Wow, these boys are growing up in front of my eyes. And my very own, my friend, my sister in the gospel, Renee Gardner, partner. I'm not giving her age, but her birthday was on yesterday. So we want to wish you and all those who are celebrating a birthday this month a happy birthday. We wish you all the best and continue to allow God to bring you that gleam of hope each and every day of your life. Happy birthday.
Wait. We forgot one person.
Who we forgot?
Martin Luther King. Today is her birthday.
Oh, yes. Ooh, come on, y'all. Happy birthday to you. Y'all know I can't sing, but I'm singing in the studio today, y'all.
Thank you.
And we just want to make sure, extend the invitation out to each of you, just in case you have a birthday, family member or friend's birthday that you want to shout out on the radio. You want us to shout out their birthday? Woohoo! And make them feel super, super special. Make sure you inbox us. Well, you can inbox us on Facebook, but I meant to say is make sure you send us an email, at hope@themorningglory.org, hope@themorningglory.org, and don't forget to also submit what's going on in your hood so that we can bring more light to what you're doing, because we want to support you just like you support us. We'll be right back.
Man, what's this feeling? What would I do if the Lord took his arms from around me? I'd succumb to the grips of the unknown. But I know I'm not supposed to feel this way. I know that I'm supposed to trust you every day. But it gets so hard to keep it all moving. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing. Bothering me. It's written in your eyes.
Welcome back. I hope you're having an awesome time. Like we are here in the studio. If you feel like your faith isn't strong enough and where it's supposed to be, I do encourage you, amen, to join me, join the family, Kingdom Life family, tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. at Kingdom Life Temple. And also we have Breakfast for Your Soul prayer call every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. It's a 30-minute powerful, powerful prayer with devotion, amen, as God gives us the word for the day, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for information and regarding the time frames and, you know, because we have people calling around the world, thank God for our Trinidadians, amen. Shout out to our people in Afghanistan and those who tune in. I thank you so much for being a part of our weekly segment here on the radio. You can always go to www.themorningglory.org and we'll definitely have the flyer information up so that you can join our prayer ministry. Amen. We are going into our next segment that talks about money. What will your money vision look like in 2016? The Bible says that we must be good stewards over our finances. Stay tuned to hear what our money authentic Ray Jenkins has to say about money vision for 2016. We'll be back.
Hey there. Welcome to this segment of Money Authentically with Ray Jenkins. I am Ray Jenkins, and I am going to be sharing with you today about money vision, your money vision. And I definitely want to thank you for joining me. And I'm going to start off being simple. Then we'll go just a little deeper. Then we'll go simple again to just kind of clarify everything, you know, make it all plain. And then we'll wrap up, okay? All right, so money vision. You're probably asking, what is a money vision? Well, I'm glad you asked, because most people don't know what a money vision is, and everyone needs one. Well, children don't need one. Babies don't need one. So I guess maybe everyone doesn't need one. But if you have any type of responsibility where money is concerned, then you need a money vision. And if you're raising children to be responsible with money, then you'll definitely want them to have a money vision as well. But I don't know that you necessarily want to spend time talking about a money vision to, or at least trying to implement, you know, a money vision with maybe a five-year-old. I don't know. Totally a choice. But anyway, what's a money vision? Okay, so a money vision is the culmination of what you've seen and what you currently see that dictates your money flow or the lack thereof. And ultimately, it's what you want to see. And I emphasize want to see. So that's all deep. But in layman terms, it's just really how you see money, a money vision, how you see money, how, you know, whatever plans, whatever goals that you have where your life is concerned, you know, and where your money is concerned. And no, it's not a budget. I'm all about freedom, financial freedom. And I do think that budgets serve a purpose, but I think that they can be very restrictive and limiting. Here's why. Because I share and I teach that, you know, we need a money vision, and we have to know our money number, because our money number, it fuels our money vision. You know, it helps us to realize our money vision. Okay, well, the vision that we want to see. Yeah, that's what our money number will help us do. Well, the money number is intended to help you live life on your terms. The money vision, it does the same thing. You create the vision so that you're living your life on your terms. And the money vision, it helps you to do that. Well, the budget is kind of like the opposite. The budget has you focused more on the money that you currently have, and it kind of keeps you stuck right there, like where your expectation is for you to get that amount that you need on a monthly basis, annual basis, to cover your expenses, to meet your budget. But it doesn't give you the freedom to expect more. And consequently, when you don't expect more, either you don't get more, or when more comes, you don't even recognize that it's come. So having said that, in layman terms, your money vision is how you see money. Okay, so... and that's important because, and it's the reason why we have to talk about that. I said we would go a little deep. You know, I like to do that because I like to get to the root of things. I'm not a superficial person, and I don't deal with things superficially. I get to the root of things. And so to do that, we've got to go a little deeper. So in going deeper, let's talk about how you relate to money, because how you see money It's how you relate to money. Makes sense, right? Yeah, how you think about money, how you feel about money, all of those things are really, it comes down to what you've seen. And we'll talk about the vision that others have painted for you. Because here's what's true. The vision that you've seen, we said that it was a culmination of what you've seen and what you currently see, right? Okay, so what you currently see is because of what you've seen. Yes, I'm not playing on words, but it's true. What have you seen? You know, have you seen struggle and hardship? Have you seen survival, doing what it takes? Have you seen stress, you know, health and relationships affected because of money, due to money? Well, those things have, you know, they're what you've seen. If that's what you've seen, then it's more than likely what you're experiencing. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk about that. I want to move into my 3 points, my 3 points being what we just mentioned, struggle, survival, and stress. Got to deal with those things because that's the vision that most people see when they're thinking about their money. So let's start with the struggle. What does that struggle look like? Okay, well, if you saw your parents or whoever, you know, raised you, and your experience as a child was, you know, one of struggle, you're always seeing your parents not, you know, doing well financially, you know, barely making enough money, or, you know, unable to pay the bills, always, you know, some type of, you know, money crisis, those kind of things. Well, those type of hardships are probably what you are experiencing in your life right now, or what you're seeing right now, and so, because it's the way that you see money, so that's the vision that you have for money. Or survival. Okay, I know all about survival. You know, some know my story, some don't. You know, but coming from 4 generations of welfare and being a single mom, we were surviving. No question about it. We had to survive, and we did what it take. We did whatever it took, and that's pretty much where most people are right now. They're not living in and thriving. They're surviving, even if they do make a very high income. Just because someone has a high income doesn't mean that they're not in survival mode. And so, yeah, it's the do what it takes. You know, you'll do whatever it takes to get the money, to pay the bill, to, you know, keep the money flowing in, you know, running and, you know, those kind of things. Well, that's the survival mode. And, you know, that's the vision that you've seen. That's the vision, that's what the vision that someone else painted for you, that you've got to be in survival mode when it comes to money. What about stress? Oh, it's harmful, because the stress, it's damaging your health. It's damaging your relationships. If you're arguing with your children, with your spouse, your significant other, you know, the people that you love, you know, you're always uptight about money and you're always stressed out about money, or stressed out about how are you going to handle this or how are you going to handle that. Oh, absolutely. It's damaging to your health and it's damaging to your relationships. Well, again, this is the vision that most people, not all people, but most people are seeing. It's the vision that most people are walking out. It's the, you know, the Bible says, you know, write the vision, make it plain that they who read it may run. Well, this is the vision that you've been running with, that we've been running with, because I've run with that vision too. That's been my exposure. Well, I did mention that I am solution. No, I didn't mention that I was solution-oriented. I mentioned that I like to get to the root of problems. So in our next segment, we're going to do that. We're going to talk solutions, which was the 4th S, solutions. So Ray Jenkins of Money Authentically, checking out here, and we'll catch you the next time. Bye-bye.
specific for you on how to keep her interested, okay? So what really stood out to you, EK?
Well, I think it's something that we didn't say, and it's one thing, well, what we did say was, of course, be attentive. I think we all know that, with compliments and things of that nature. But I also think that we as men, I know I can, to do better, one of the things I'm trying to work on or trying to develop now is having the ability to know when something is just needed, not necessarily something physical, but, hey, listen, do you need anything emotionally? I think we as men sometimes we bypass a lot of that, not because we want to or we don't care. Mm-hmm. It's just that many times we may not know the signs, just as she may not know the signs of when we need things emotionally. So just trying to work on that.
You know what? That's really cool that you mentioned that, because we didn't hit on that aspect, and you're right. A lot of times you guys may come to us one way and you're giving to us, but you're giving to us maybe in the physical, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're giving us something, maybe mental stimulation, but what we're really desiring is something emotional. And and do this, you know. We're going to tag team right quick. Why don't you ask me a question that maybe you or other gentlemen may want to know on how to get that need met?
Well, I think I would personally want to know, and I think a lot of gentlemen out there would agree, when we do realize something is needed, many times we receive a lot of what I would call a brush off, where nothing, something like that, right?
Okay.
yet we really do know something's wrong, because as men, you know, we understand processes a little bit more so than women. So we understand that the process is broken and something is wrong. So how then do we get the information out of them?
Well, the biggest thing is to understand that first answer, that first shrug is never the real answer, okay? So, gentlemen, let me say that. I think sometimes, because you guys are more literal than we are, so generally if we come to you and I say, VK, what's wrong? And you tell me, nothing, Kimberly, right? I'm going to pretty much leave it alone, because if I ask you again, generally I'm going to get the same answer, okay? Well, with women, we're a little bit different. That first answer that we give you is always going to be emotional first, generally, if something is wrong, okay? And we need you to pry a little bit. Now, is that right or wrong? It could be tedious for you guys sometimes, but a lot of times that's the way it is. Have you ever asked a woman what's wrong, and she said, oh, nothing, and then she's kind of upset with you because you didn't continue to pry? Have you ever gone through that?
Yes.
I know most men have. Well, that's because the way we're built. It's a crazy thing, but I'll tell you, the thing when that happens is just to come another way but ask the same question, okay? So you may start off by saying, well, what's wrong, darling? Nothing. Then just come back and say, you know what, I'm going to, let's sit down for a second, sweetie. You need anything to drink or anything like that? Because that opens her up. And then she's going to spill all the beans. Trust me. Try that, guys. So try it. We're kind of like oysters, everybody, right? Again,
where we have to say thank you for being a part of our show today. I pray that the nuggets that you received today by our very own Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple here in the Bronx, as he ministered, amen, educated us on how we can trust the integrity of God. There was some definitely some awesome nuggets for us to just look back and reflect on throughout this week, throughout the year, amen. Do everything and anything for God, and you'll be right in line with the will of God for your life, amen. Trust him with everything and anything. Make sure you seek the face of God. We invite you to be a part of our worship service tomorrow. 8:30 is prayer, and our worship service starts at 9:45. That's 3030 Jerome Avenue, right near Bedford Park and Jerome Avenue here in the Bronx, as well as what all the stuff that's happening that's in the hood. Our train has been traveling all over, so we would like for you to be a part of that. And again, if you have a birthday coming up or a loved one and you want us to give them a Morning Glory shout out, please submit your information to hope@themorningglory.org. Remember what our authentic money, Ray Jenkins, talked about when she talked about the vision of your money. We have to be good stewards over our money. And don't forget what happened when we tune into our relationship experts, Inspirational Kimberly Arrington and VK, when we talk about what a woman needs. What do you need? Amen. Make sure that your mate, amen, your partner is giving you what you need. But you got to open up your mouth and let them know. We never leave a radio broadcast without giving you the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I believe Pastor talked about that when he talked about the regeneration, to be renewed, amen. That means to be regenerated, to be renewed, amen, to be born again. It's a new birth when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The old you, amen, has been passed away, amen. God kills that old you, amen, and he adopts you into his kingdom. He also adopts you into the character, the integrity, and the attributes of him. God wants you, amen, to be a part of the kingdom. So all you have to do is confess, amen, that Jesus Christ died for your sake, for your life, amen, that you will be able to live a life that's everlasting. It's promising, amen. All you have to do is confess your sins to God, and he will definitely step right on in and do a great work in you. And one of the things that we always say, you got to fellowship. That is so important. Once you become born again, you got to get into a Bible teaching college. You heard my pastor. You can always join Kingdom Life Temple Church. It is an awesome place, not just because the word is there, but you know what? God is there. The love of God is there through each and every one of us. I love you, and come back for another Gleam of Hope on next week as we air another segment right here on blogtalkradio.com. I love you, and I appreciate you as we head out to Kingdom Life for our pantry this afternoon. God bless you. Have an awesome weekend. Ta-ta.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.